South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Now, Bruce is the CEO of Turkel Brands. He's a top advertising executive in town, came up with all kinds of great advertising here, like the City of Miami. You branded the City of Miami, didn't you, Bruce?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you came up with the name for that big thing in the sky, too, didn't you?
Skyrise.
Okay, now listen, changing needs to wants and whys to how, you got me at hello. What's all that about?
Well, you know, people keep asking me about building brands, how you do it, and why it matters to your business. And clearly it matters because what the brand does is it precedes you into the relationship. It lets people know what they can expect and why they should pay and pay top dollar for what it is you offer. So we try then to make it as simple as for people to understand as possible. And the way most people market stuff, the way most people sell stuff is needs. What does my customer need? And I'm going to go out and provide it. But what we find is that today, so many companies, so many products are available to fill your needs that that's not really a powerful strategy. But if you can get someone to want what you sell, it changes everything.
So that's like instead of pushing, now they're pulling.
Well, sure, there is the push and pull. Absolutely correct. So think about it. You mentioned Miami. Miami used to be marketed as a warm place to
fun
go.
Fun and sun.
Exactly. It's cold here, New York. It's warm there. I need to be warm. I'll go. The problem is, of course, if you need to be warm, you could also go to Jamaica. You could go to Mexico. You could go to the Bahamas. You could go to Tampa. There's lots of places you could go. Needs were not a great way to sell. Also, needs meant you'd come here in the winter, but you wouldn't come here in the summer. And our hotel rates and occupancy reflected that. But by being able to change the Miami brand to something people wanted.
Sexy.
Sexy, hot, not as in temperature hot, but as in
technology.
As exciting, cultural, multicultural, art and culture and music. And we attracted the LGBT, the lesbian, gay, and bisexual audience. And all those different things that people wanted. All of a sudden, Miami becomes the only place you can go. We move from a need to a want. And the way our hotels make money, RevPAR, revenue per available room, occupancy and rate, went way up and did it year round because wants are things people will pay for. Needs are things people will pay as little as possible for.
Yeah, and what it does is it gets you out of the commodity business and gets you into the unique business.
Exactly right. So when you think about marketing your own business, the question then becomes, how do you stop selling needs, which is selling commodity products, genericized products, and how do you sell wants? How do you make your product desirable, not just necessary?
You know, I got a big problem sometimes when I interview Bruce, because we start this talk and I stop interviewing and I start, the brain starts to move.
Oh, you know, I wondered why I'm sitting across from you and all of a sudden your eyes start to glaze over.
Because I'm trying to think about how I do this myself and what I can do. And I think, you know, radio show.
Well, I was thinking, wow, I must be boring him. Look at his eyes.
No, I'm trying to think of how what I used to differentiate myself, and it's the unique relationships I have with the people that I've known for many years that can bring different, unique products, financial products to the table. And I'm always, and I don't want to, you know, I'm always looking for not the next big thing, but the next right thing that'll dovetail with what I think my customers are going to want to need. I'm trying to think about next year.
Well, doing the next thing makes a lot of sense. 120 years ago, Henry Ford said, if I asked my customers what they wanted, they would have said faster horses. They didn't know they wanted cars. They just wanted their transportation, horses, to be more efficient. Steve Jobs, 100 years later, said, it's not my customer's business to know what they want next. That's our business as entrepreneurs and business people to understand where our customers are going, and when they get there, we should already be there with the products they want.
Well, thank you for, as always, providing validation to me. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Bruce is going to talk more about implementing your business plan, how you can make money, branding yourself, differentiating yourself, and getting more because you're not a commodity. You're something people need. Oscar, take us away.
A Dyna-Glide with custom paint and chrome. Hardly used, it gleamed away like manufactured yesterday. It would make a nice addition to our home. Now I know you said before you're not in favor of costly toys and trinkets you can wear.
All right, and for everybody out there, so you know, that's Bruce's band. You can catch Bruce all over town playing with his buddies, and that's another way he differentiates himself.